KJ4, CTD Mobile.
On the radio so I could hear you. Let's see, I'm leaving the Best Buy where I bought a hard drive, and now I'm on my way to Publix to buy groceries. Two expensive things.
That's the thing. I bought a hard drive yesterday to back up my antique Windows 7 machine. Hopefully it's done by the time I get to where I had left it backing up.
My laptop, a Mac, and I wanted to set up a backup routine on it, so, and I bought a separate hard drive that's made, external hard drive that's made for the Macs. So I'm going to use it to be my, whenever I've got that on, I'll set this up and it'll be the permanent backup for that machine. And we'll see where it goes from there.
Got a problem. My Windows 7 machine is getting really long in the tooth, and it's starting to be really slow at doing anything. But unfortunately, I can't get off Windows 7 because I have two pieces of software that won't run on anything newer.
I finally found something else that would do the job of a piece of software I had like that. And also, I've got a laptop that's running Windows 11. And I've got a desktop unit that's running Windows 11, but it came with that. I'm ready to get rid of that. And set up this Mac as a replacement, because the desktop unit I had was for using to work with my photos and things like that, and the Mac will do a better job of it and all, because it's made to, that's what their business is when they first started, was dealing with photography and things like that. So anyway, it'll still do a few other things that I like it to do, and that's okay too.
I used to tell people back in the day that, you know, your three most popular operating systems at the time was IBM, and that was strictly for work, boring work stuff, spreadsheets and stuff like that. And the Amiga was actually doing better than the Mac was, and was designed for video and graphics and stuff like that. And then you had all your mainframe stuff, which was basically some variation of Unix. And that's, you know, now all changed. Apple took over the whole multimedia sector and put Commodore out of business, among other reasons. And, you know, now it's pretty much just Windows, Mac, and Unix. And to be honest, Mac is basically Unix with a better GUI.
I'm having to learn more about Mac, because I've been before I was a DOS man, and a Windows man, worked in all kinds of big mainframe type software and things like that. Wrote programs, you know, was a programmer and all kinds of things like that. Did RPG and a few other different brands of computer language. So, fun time over the years.
You know, everybody makes fun of the vomit making system. I'm sorry, but the acronym just does not go out of my mind.
Oh, yes. Well, I worked on IBM machines and UNIVAC machines, and what else did different companies I worked for had? All kinds of different company brands of computers. And the first one I worked on had mostly card reading. We had a unit called a card read punch interpret unit. It could read cards, it could punch cards, it could print, read what's on the card and print it on it, and that type of thing. And it had about a 4 foot long track that you fed the cards in. And if you mixed Globe cards and IBM cards up, if you had all Globe cards and one IBM card got in the stack, it would cause an error. So you'd have to pull that out, lift up the other cards that were in the feed track, put that one IBM card in there, let it go through, then put the Globe back in there, let the first one of them go through, and it would read as an error, and you'd have to start the process from the Globes again. And that was always fun. And then they had a drum printer and all kinds of good things, and needed lots of air, and it rained in our computer room one time.
Now, I tell you, one of my first jobs was cleaning the IBM punch card machine. and, you know, everyone was threatened. If you drop the box of cards, you have to clean it up. And I never dropped the box of cards, but one of our programmers did, and he tried to get me to do it, and I'm like, no, the rule is you drop it, you fix it.
Yeah, and our machine had had 1K of memory. It had 4 tape drives. It had a printer. And we used a teletype machine with punch tape, which for the programs, to control it. And this was on the naval base in Charleston. And along with all the IBM, with the key punches and verifiers and sorters and interpreters and all that stuff that went with it. So, you know, that's where I learned my stuff. You know, 56 years ago.
The machine I worked on was a Perkin-Elmer, because that's what was in the shop, and it seems like it was OS-16, and then they later upgraded to OS-32 with core memory, and, you know, the giant, big platter drives, were like 19-inch drives, fit in the standard rack, and, you know, hey, we were top of the world, because, hey, we had tapes, reel-to-reel tape for backup, and our hard drives were actually removable.
But they upgraded us to, UNIVAC upgraded us to with the second, integration of the system we had. We went from the tape drives, we had, we had 2 tape drives to start with, and this was like the system that was being put aboard Navy ships, tenders, and things like that, the big ships that didn't do any fighting. And this was, you know, to handle all of their accounting and things like that. To do away with accounting machines and all the stuff that had to be done by hand. So that's what these were for. And this was the first one that was being installed at a place that wasn't aboard ship, which was the Mine Force headquarters in Charleston. So, and I got to be lucky enough to be one of the first data processors assigned to this shop, and eventually ran the computer shop before I got out. It was always fun, and like I said, one morning I come in, open the door to the trailer, because our equipment was installed in a trailer outside the building, no room inside the building for it, and I opened the door, and 2 inches of water ran out the door, so that makes you worry about things. We had to dry everything out before we could get started again.
Look, though, water's never any good. Well, this system was for Belk Simpson. It ran their entire credit card processing system that was over, where was that thing? Oh, it was over by where the Great Escape used to be, in Greenville, if you remember what that is. And it was their mail room and their credit card processing, and we set up all the lease lines from all their stores came into that system. We had to build that out too, and everything ran off of that one system. It was a Perkin-Elmer 732 machine. Don't quote me on that, though. It's been a long time.
You learn a lot of different things, and in the years after that, I went and worked on Honeywell computers and IBM computers, and I forgot who a couple of the other work manufacturers were. But I worked for a computer service bureau for a year, and we had Honeywell, and another place I worked, we had a mainframe, IBM mainframe, and we wrote things in, programs for that, and other different things, so, and a little bitty IBM 360 computers, they called them, which were small things, and then IBM big mainframe for several of the textile companies, so. Over the years, I got to work with a lot of different things and then helped establish the network at the Spartanburg Housing Authority when we went from an old accounting machine to desktop computers with a mainframe and software that would do all of our things and connected terminal. We started with dumb terminals out at the site, and then we put and then we put desktop units out there with printers and things like that. So made life a little bit easier to do all the work we had to do in the offices, you know. W2T Mobile.
It's amazing how much some things have changed and how little other things have changed. You know, everybody went to the big cloud in the sky, and, you know, a lot of that cloud stuff is actually coming back, going back into the buildings because people are just, you know, they don't trust their systems that are, you know, servers sitting somewhere in somebody else's building not to get hacked.
I store a lot of my stuff not on the computer that I work on, but on the on external hard drives, like all of my data, all of my documents, all of my pictures, all of my spreadsheets, all of that stuff is on a separate. The programs may be on the main computer, but all the data and everything is stored off on separate hard drives. And I'm doing a lot of cataloging right now, because I've just been putting stuff on different drives in different places and not keeping up with what's there. So now I'm going through the process of realigning everything. So anyway, well, good to talk to you again. I'm getting ready to pull in here at the Publix, and I need to go inside and see what I've got going here. And you take it easy. Be warm. Try to stay warm out there today without in this cold weather, because there's just enough breeze to make it nippy. We'll talk to you later. 73 W2T.
Hey, Russ, it's good talking to you, and we'll catch you next time. 73 KJ4 CTD Mobile, almost to the parachute.